Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Nowadays, when we want to get some important news out, usually we have things that text our cell phone or send something to our email box, or if we're watching TV or listening to the radio, some breaking news event or that little scroll thing on the TV to tell you about the news. Well, in the time of Jesus, they didn't have that kind of technology. But I think the Lord knows how to get his point across to us. When it comes to dealing with his people, the Lord God is definitely what I call old school. He knows what he's doing. And in listening to what the angels are doing, it's an amazing thing. The angels are giving the shepherds a singing telegram. What it is. And Luke, it really is the gospel of the singing telegram. In the first two chapters, there are four canticles, there are four hymns that set up the whole story of the gospel of Luke. The first is the canticle of Zechariah, in which he extols his son John, who is going to be the precursor, the one who's going to prepare the way for the Messiah. Then we have the hymn of Mary, the Magnificat, which extols God for the great things he has done for this humble, lowly young girl who is to be the mother of God. The third hymn is the hymn we just heard in the gospel. Glory to God in the highest. The angels are rejoicing. The whole world was aware of what was going on. It just seemed to miss the attention of human beings. Creation knew. The heavens knew. We didn't seem to be paying a lot of attention, though. The fourth canticle is the canticle of Simeon. And that canticle is done when Jesus is presented in the temple after 40 days. And Simeon sings the hymn that Jesus has come not only for the Jews, but he's come to save all people, Jew and Gentile alike. So in looking back now at this singing telegram, it's an interesting thing. We all know what they are. Usually someone comes to somebody's home or place of business to celebrate a birthday or an anniversary or a promotion. And this person comes and presents this message, usually in song form, hopefully not to embarrass the person, although usually some singing telegrams like to do that. I once saw one sent as a tomato to a person in the hospital because they couldn't eat tomatoes, and they thought the singing tomato would make them feel better. Well, I don't know if it did. But this is what they do. They point out something that the whole world would not otherwise have paid attention to, except someone has come to sing about it. Someone has come to announce it. And in this case, God has sent the angels to announce to the whole world that the Son of God has been born, that the long wait of the human race from the time of the Garden of Eden till that very moment, we have been waiting for someone who could save us. We human beings are strange creatures. From the very beginning, we thought that we knew better than God. That God tells us to do this. God, you just don't know what you're talking about. You don't know who I am, Lord. Well, the Lord knows us better than we know ourselves. And he knows what's right for us. He knows what's good for us. He created us. He created the whole world. He knows what his plan for us is. We just don't often buy it or believe it. And so in the process of that break, of us telling God to mind his own business, that we know how to run our lives, ha ha ha, so we told him. That break happened, and with that break between us and the Lord, it brought a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of hurt into the world. It brings frustration, it brings hatred, division, disease, and death. All those things are soaked into this world because we told God that we knew what we were doing. And yet God saw the condition of our human race, and he knew in our hearts, in the depths of who we are, this is not the life we're supposed to be leading. You know, Humpty Dumpty's been broken, and we can't put him together no matter how hard we try. The Father knew this, and he said, I am not going to let this break stand. God wants us back with all his heart. And so he says, the best way for me to get them back is to send my son. And not just send him as in bringing him down as a full-grown man to walk around the earth and preach the gospel. As I said, the Lord's old school. He does things his own way. He said, the best way for my son to be accepted for him to come as a little child. It's very difficult for the world to reject a small newborn baby, although unfortunately, sadly, we see it happening. It's part of our human nature, though, to care for life, to nourish that life. And so God sent his son among us, born as a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, carried and nursed by the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that he could be loved by human beings, and he can be loved as having a full human nature as a human being by human beings. He came as a dependent child. God wants to show how much he loves us by coming and depending on us. By being that child, he's going to need milk from his mother. He's going to need to be carried. He's going to need to be cleaned. He's going to need to be cuddled and loved and kissed. All those things. And God says that if my son comes in this way, people will accept him. They will love him. And the angels have come to make that announcement, that I bring to you gladdings of great joy, that today in the city of David, a child has been born for to you, who is Christ and Lord. Now you would think, the angels being smart, they would go where the most people were. You'd go to Bethlehem. But I have a feeling this time of night, Bethlehem was probably a bit of a busy place. And they might not have gotten the message through because of all the noise. So they go out to the countryside. It's nice and quiet. You got the shepherds and you got their sheep. And they're just watching and talking and seeing what's going on. And the angels come. They make that announcement. And then they begin to sing, glory to God in the highest and peace to those on whom his favor rests. That's that singing telegram. And the shepherds picked it up. They believed what was told to them. And so we then read later on in Luke's gospel that they took the angel at their word and they went to the stable. They saw the child wrapped in swaddling clothes being held by his mother. And they adored him. And they left praising and glorifying God that now the break that had happened with the human race and the Lord is about to be restored. And not just restored, but improved upon because the Word has become flesh and dwelt among us. That is what is going on here. God has come to heal the human race. He has come to take away our anxiety and take away our fear and give us hope and confidence in this world that the world to come is already here in a small but important way. Now, you know, about these singing telegrams, if you ever Google singing telegrams, there's a lot of places in the city where you can get these things, if you want. But thinking about it, I don't think I'd ever hire them. It's not because they're probably not good at what they do, or I have a bias against singing telegram people. No, no. The best singing telegram people I've ever met, if you want to deliver a good message, do you know who you get? You get children. I'm sure Father King's day has been made many times when the principal sends the children over to sing Father King a Christmas song, or to sing him happy birthday, or to sing happy anniversary, or just to go and sing. I'm sure last night, if they had a children singing, you could hear a pin drop in this place. And the parents watch their children singing in their fine Christmas garb, and they're smiling, and they're crying, and they're so happy because these children are bringing back and singing about God's goodness and God's praises, and they just can't get enough of it. That's who I get to do this in. It's amazing about children, because when you watch children, and all you boys and girls can disagree or agree with me, it's up to you, but children don't need a reason to sing, do you? I don't think you do. When children want to sing, they're walking down the street, a song hits them, or they make one up, they just start singing. Part of being a child. And part of that, why are they able to just sing so well? Not that they're Pavarotti's or great, but they just start singing. And why do these child voices raise up in song all the time? And I think the reason is in the depths of their heart, they know something that as human beings, as grown-ups, we often forget. Children know they are cared for. They know they are provided for. They know they are loved and they are cherished because their parents love them, their friends care for them. They trust. They have a great sense of innocence. And they see the goodness. And if that's the case, what else does it do but sing? It's what they do. Am I right, boys and girls? I bet you I'm right. Now, someone's going to say, no, Father, you're wrong, and they'll blow it. But I think I'm right. You can argue with me afterwards. That's what they do. They remind us adults of that. Because, you know, when we become adults, it gets hard for us to sing. Now, it does get easier for us if we've had a couple glasses of punch or, you know, a few six-packs. We sing, I guess you call it singing. We tend to celebrate the spirit in certain ways after a few drinks. That's not the kind of singing I'm talking about. But most adults I know are pretty good at that. Or if you're in the shower, you can sing pretty good. But to sing about God, to sing about the goodness of life, to sing about the joy of life, is a lesson we tend to lose because we begin to see the burdens. We see that we have the worries. We have the anxieties. There's a lot of anxieties, a lot of burdens, whether it's the war or finances or family situations. A lot of fear. And it's hard to sing when you're afraid. A song doesn't even come to your mind. Unfortunately, sometimes the thought of God doesn't come to our mind. But that's where the children teach us that important lesson. They come singing, and they say, you know what? The only thing that's worth singing about in this world is what we're singing about today, Jesus Christ. It's true, at the Christmas pageants or at the school pageants, you will sing about Frosty and Jack Frost nipping at your nose and Rudolph and those jingle bells. You sing about all those things. But when we come here to the church, and we come as a church, we know what we're singing about. We sing about that silent night. We sing about that little town of Bethlehem. We remember being away in the manger, the little Lord Jesus having nothing to rest his head upon. We remember those things. And we sing those things. And in doing that, children recognize something that we forget. And that is, Jesus Christ came as a baby. Jesus Christ came as a child. And I think children rejoice in the fact that God came into this world and he started out in this world just like me. It's a little baby boy who's loved by his parents, who is loved by his Father in heaven, who is cherished, who is nourished, who is taught, who is loved. And children say, that's worth singing about. Especially we're singing about in Jesus, who is our God and our Lord and our example in living in this world. And so they're the ones we need to listen to today. And not just listen to them, because we're good at listening and smiling and crying when they're singing, but we need to start singing with them. And that's what this Feast of Christmas, that's what really every Christian day is to be about. That somehow in the midst of all the turmoil, we need to have God to sing about. Even if we're just singing in our heart or humming along, something to lift our spirit to the Lord gives us hope. Something to lift our spirit to the Lord gives us a sense of interior peace that when everything around us is going crazy, we can stay pretty stable. When there's a lot of anger in the world, we can have patience. When there's a lot of division in the world, we can begin to look for unity. And when there is anxiety and fear, we can have hope and trust. And that doesn't come from us. That doesn't come from a Christmas tree or a Christmas gift. That comes from God, who we remember today, who was born of the Virgin Mary. So let us take this singing telegram of the angels and the shepherds to heart. They teach us so much about who God is, how he has come to us, born of the Virgin Mary, a small dependent child who wants our love, who wants our care, and who loves us and cares for us more than we can ever imagine. So much so that when he is a grown man, he gives his life on the cross, and he gives us his body and his blood as our food and drink. So on this Christmas morning, let us listen to the children who sing about God and recognize in our hearts that when it comes to Jesus Christ, he's really the only one we're singing about, whether here or any place we may go.